BlackRock's Fink pulls back from climate and DEI talk in annual letter. By John Carney on March 31, 2025. Larry Fink has spent decades shaping BlackRock into the world's largest asset manager, earning a reputation as a leading voice in global finance. In more recent years, he became known for championing diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, and environmental, social, and governance, ESG, investing, and encouraging companies to embrace broader stakeholder responsibilities. But in his 2025 letter to investors, Mr. Fink sets those themes aside. The letter makes no mention of climate change, net zero, ESG, or diversity. Even references to sustainability and stakeholder capitalism, once central to his messaging, are absent. Instead, Mr. Fink focuses on economic growth, infrastructure, and the democratization of access to capital markets. He advocates for baby bonds, government-seeded investment accounts for children, as a means of encouraging long-term savings and expanding participation in financial markets. He also highlights private credit, infrastructure investment, and asset tokenization as key frontiers for BlackRock's growth. "We need to build more," he writes. "More housing. More energy. More infrastructure." The shift in tone comes amid intensifying political scrutiny. Over the past 2 years, BlackRock has faced pushback from Republican lawmakers and state officials who allege that the firm used its influence to promote progressive policy goals. Several red states have pulled public pension money from BlackRock, citing its ESG agenda. Mr. Fink's latest letter appears to reflect a response to this backlash. Unlike in prior years, the 2025 letter does not frame climate risk as investment risk. There are no calls for racial equity or corporate board diversity. While Mr. Fink continues to speak of expanding access to markets, he does so in purely financial terms, sidestepping the social and political language that once made BlackRock a frequent target in partisan debates. In place of ESG themes, Mr. Fink emphasizes the strategic direction of the firm. He calls for a new investment paradigm, moving beyond the traditional 60-40 portfolio split between stocks and bonds, toward an allocation that includes 20% in private assets such as real estate, infrastructure, and private credit. He also predicts a future in which every asset is tokenized, suggesting that digitized securities will reduce costs and expand investor access. On energy, Mr. Fink takes a more pragmatic tone than in prior years. He acknowledges growing global energy demand and says renewables alone will not be sufficient. He expresses support for advanced nuclear power as part of a broader push to meet long-term infrastructure needs. The departure from past themes is not unique to BlackRock. Across corporate America, executives have grown more cautious in public statements amid a highly polarized political environment. The tone of Mr. Fink's letter suggests that he views BlackRock's primary role not as a cultural force but as a vehicle for generating returns and deploying capital efficiently. The letter echoes many of the themes of the Trump administration, most notably that the economic problems of the U.S. are best approached by increasing production of energy, housing, and infrastructure.